All right, welcome back, Fairbanks. This is Craig Compa with The Outdoor Show, coming to you from Fairbanks, Alaska on KFAR Radio, 660 AM and 97.5 FM, which actually sounds better. If you haven't tried it, flip it over to 97.5. The audio is better. Less North Korean equipment over in that studio. So, yeah, give it a shot. Anyway, it is April. It's Fairbanks, Alaska, and we're having some fun this month. We start the month off, as we always do, April 1st, with a practical joke. If you missed it, you missed Satterberg announcing he was a 19th candidate running for governor. And people actually believed it. Some people did, which is kind of why we do it. But it's getting harder because every year people are kind of expecting, especially listeners of this program. But anyway, we had a lot of fun with it. We Suzanne Downing with, if you're not subscribed to her, get on there. The Alaska Story or Alaska Story, really, really good newsletter blog that she does out of Anchorage. It's excellent. I think it's out of Anchorage. I don't know where she does it from, actually. You can do it from anywhere. Like, you might be thinking I'm in Fairbanks right now. But yeah, not quite. But anyway, we pulled one over. We had Bill Satterberg on Problem Corner on April 1st. After the story come out, which I'm going to read to you in case you missed it. It was pretty good. It's the cover of the picture is Satterberg in front of his office on 4th Avenue, holding up a sign, a political sign that says Satterberg for governor. And underneath his campaign slogan is "To hell with politics. Let's do what's right for Alaska," which sounds very much like Ted Stevens' old political message he always had, but a little bit different. Satterberg tried to steal it. But anyway, yeah, if you missed it, I've had some people that didn't hear it, would like to hear the story. So I'm just going to read what was on the Alaska Story article that some people actually believed. And it's dated April 1st, coincidentally. Headline, Dateline Fairbanks, headline, Fairbanks attorney adds name to growing gubernatorial race. So it goes like this. Fairbanks attorney Bill Satterberg has filed as a gubernatorial candidate, joining 18 others in the much-contested race. The attorney, who has practiced law in Alaska for almost 5 decades, told reporters outside his lavish Fairbanks 4th Avenue office that he wasn't getting any younger and that his frugal upbringing and conservative mindset could help the state out of its fiscal situation. On his website, the attorney listed his top 10 ideas for Alaska to generate income and save critical dollars. Quote, "We need to do more with less, like my wife has done since our first date," Satterberg said, smirking in front of reporters and anticipating laughter that never arrived, as so often happens in his courtroom. Satterberg cited the cost overruns of maintenance, Medicaid expansion, Medicaid growth, and simple lack of frugality by all state departments. He used then as an example his John Deere Green office buildings that were ironically once houses of prostitution in the 1940s, known as The Line. Quote, "For example," the attorney explained, "I painted my office and both my political signs with paint that I had found in a dumpster over by the rental zone, a local John Deere dealer." "This is what I'm talking about," Satterberg told both members of the press in attendance. In a recent letter to the editor, Satterberg suggested that the state use the permanent fund savings to buy Greenland, and even had suggested that Fairbanks use the Polaris building for the new animal shelter before the 10-story asbestos-riddled eyesore was demolished. "We could have saved millions right there," referring to the $10 million destruction cost and the $33 million cost of the new controversial pet palace. When asked about the safety of borough employees under his plan, Satterberg reminded reporters that Alaska still has over 16,000 COVID masks in storage. Quote, "We have to think outside the box," unquote, Satterberg told the lone reporter remaining after the West Valley freshman broadcast journalist student excused himself earlier. The attorney has confidence he can come out on top in the election based on his recent business milestones. Quote, "In the past year alone, I've won long shot cases for clients that range from alleged peeping toms, arsonists, serial killers, drug dealers, and 3-time repeat bestiality offenders. There are so many Alaskans who will tell you I have what it takes to win." When confronted by the reporter about his political message, Satterberg vehemently denied using former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens' campaign slogan, "To hell with politics, just do what's right for Alaska by replacing the word let's with using the word let's rather than just. Satterberg seemed offended by the reporter's accusation, further responding to him directly. I knew Ted Stevens. Ted Stevens was a friend of mine. I, sir, am no Ted Stevens. Satterberg, who turned 75 today, wrapped up his conference by saying, we need a governor with bold new ideas. It's not about how tall you are or how attractive the candidate is. I may not be the best looking candidate who ever ran for governor, but neither was Frank Murkowski. So that was the story that appeared on Suzanne Downing's site. Got a bunch of attention. A few people actually believed it. And then Bill got on the radio with David Prues, which was really entertaining. If you missed that, you can go back to KFAR archives and listen to that. It's pretty funny. Bill had selected John Reeves. A lot of you know John Reeves as his running mate. And, of course, John called in and confirmed he was going to help protect the state seal as lieutenant governor, and he'd do whatever the governor asked of him. So there's that. Anyway, we had some fun with that. We have had a lot of fun over the years with Bill Satterberg, just because he's Bill Satterberg and he's gullible. And in this case, in this time, so are some people that believed he would actually run for governor. So that's kind of what kicked off April, getting into the nice time of year, good sledding weather, getting warm. It's going to be time to haul my fuel up the Good Pasture River this year and get ready for another hunting season. I was out of state recently and ran into a guy from Wisconsin. We were talking about hunting, and I said, you hunt? He goes, yeah, I deer hunt. I'm a sport hunter. And I said, a what? He said, I sport hunt. I'm in a group of sport hunters. We go deer hunting. I said, well, we don't really recognize the term sport hunting so much in Alaska. We're subsistence hunters. We harvest a moose or caribou to put in the freezer. We eat all winter. It's healthy food. I don't really believe there's an actual definition of sport hunting. He goes, oh no, we're sport hunters. So I said, well, let me ask you something. I said, name me one other sport where your opponent knows he's not in the game, he's not playing. And he goes, what? I said, well, I mean, like your deer, does he have a jersey? No. Okay. So he really doesn't even know he's in the game until that the initial shot is fired and he realizes he lost the coin flip and he's pretty much on the receiving end. The guy kind of didn't really understand what I was talking about, but I said, I'm just joking, but it's sport fishing, sport hunting in Alaska. People don't really recognize that. We're getting a job done is what we're doing. We're filling a freezer so we can survive the winters, with good, healthy protein, moose meat, caribou meat, bear meat, fish, king salmon, chitina reds, halibut, cod, you know, that kind of stuff. Good stuff. Makes you healthy. But anyway, that's kind of what's coming up in April anyway. We're going to be doing a lot of Alaskan stuff. I love really May. About the middle of May going forward is great. I always tell my friends that are coming up, family and friends, if they're coming up, I always suggest the back 2 weeks of June for a couple of reasons. If you think about it, it's usually nice. The back half of June, everything's green. It's usually in the 70s, 75. It's nice. It can be 80, 85, but it's no smoke yet because the forest fires haven't typically started. That's usually after 4th of July. And it's not the rainy season like August. And it's before hunting season. So if you're going to have relatives come up, the back 2 weeks of June is what I always recommend. You know, they're going to enjoy better weather. They're going to have some good fun. And just have a good old time in Alaska. I had my aunt, Charlene a few years ago passed away, and she wanted her ashes spread in the Goodpaster River. So her entire family and extended family came up here, 29 of them. And we took three boats and took them up the Goodpaster River. One of her sons, Randy, is my neighbor down at my in Mexico, where I got a place down there now. And it's he's got a beautiful 37-foot boat we go fishing on. And anyway, they still talk about it. To me, it was kind of boring because it's a lower river. We went up. Of course, we sprinkled ashes, had a big fish fry and fish boil up there at Mike Helmbrick's place right next to us. Just had a wonderful time. And they were like in awe. And it was. It was 75, 80 degrees. It was beautiful, sunny. It was a weekday, so nobody up there. And they were just in heaven. And I'm thinking to myself, I want to go further up the river. The lower river bores me. But it was nice, and it was, you know, we were there for a reason. Sprinkled Charlene's ashes in the river and toasted a few times and had some good food and talked all about old family history. But anyway, that's enough about that. I wanted to, the back half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about some politics, the things that I just are so mind-boggling to me, this... the fact that anybody could be against the Save America Act and the mandatory voting or mandatory ID for voting. And it just, the arguments against it to me are so poor versus the option and what we're giving up if we don't protect the country from people with ulterior motives to ours, you know, the people that want to come here and take advantage of this country. And I don't blame those people. If the door is open and they're saying, come in, you know, take advantage of our system, we're going to put you up in hotels, we're going to feed you, we're going to give you health care, we're going to give you an education, whether you pay for it or not. Like I said, I don't blame the people coming over. I blame the gatekeeper, which in this case was Joe Biden, letting 11 million people into the country without vetting them. And we're seeing the results of some of that right now on the news almost every night. But, some of our political leaders kind of confused on the issue, and it's just such a no-brainer to me. I want to talk about that in the back half of the show. I want to talk about the things you need to have in this country that require the things you that require an ID, and half the country is saying, "Well, you don't need it to vote." Well, I think it's less than half, a lot less than half, if you really pull people down, but the Dems are falling on the sword on this one. And so anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about some outdoor stuff that's coming up. We've got a great riding coming up, the best time of year to go sledding. Really nice and warm out there. Tired Iron was a big hit in late March. Dave Weaver and those guys put on a heck of a show. This is the first year I've been away from it for a while, but it was really a pretty neat deal. So anyway, we're gonna talk about those things on the Compo Outdoor Show. I want you to stick around, and we will be back in, about 90 seconds. Got to listen to some advertisements, and we'll carry on from there. A little fun on the backside of the show. Stick around.